Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 39, Raghunath Das, Episode 6, Govardhan Shila and the Garland of Conchels. After some days, Raghunath Das gave up standing near the Singhadwar gate and instead began eating by begging alms from a booth for free distribution of food. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this news from Govinda, Lord Chaitanya inquired from Swarup Damodara, "Why does Raghunath Das no longer stand at the Singhadwar gate to beg alms?" "My lord, Raghunath Das felt unhappy standing at the Singhadwar. Therefore, Raghunath Das is now going at midday to beg alms from the charity booth." "Yes, Raghunath Das has done very well by no longer standing at the Singhadwar gate, because such begging of alms resembles the behavior of a prostitute. Oh, here is a person coming here. He will give me something. Oh, that person gave me something last night. Oh, now another person is coming here. Maybe he will give me something. That person who just passed did not give me anything. But yet, another person will come and surely he will give me something." And thus, a person in the renounced order gives up his neutrality and depends on the charity of this person or that person. And thinking in this way, one adopts the occupation of a prostitute. But if one goes to the booth where free food is distributed and fills his belly with whatever he obtains, then there is no chance of further unwanted talk, and one can very peacefully chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And after saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once again bestowed his mercy upon Raghunath Das by giving him a piece of stone from Govardhan Hill and a garland of small conchels. Previously, when Shankara Ananda Saraswati had returned from Vrindavan, he had brought the piece of stone from Govardhan Hill and also the garland of conchels. Shankara Ananda presented Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu these two items, the garland of conchels and the stone from Govardhan Hill. Upon receiving these two uncommon items, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was extremely happy. While chanting, Sri Krishna Chaitanya would put the garland around his neck. Lord Chaitanya would also put the stone to his heart, or sometimes to his eyes. Sometimes Sri Krishna Chaitanya would smell it with his nose, and sometimes place it on his head. The stone from Govardhan was always moist with tears from Lord Chaitanya's eyes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, "This stone is directly the body of Lord Krishna." For 3 years, Sri Krishna Chaitanya kept the stone and garland. Then, greatly satisfied by the behavior of Raghunath Das, Sri Krishna Chaitanya delivered both of them to Raghunath Das. Lord Chaitanya instructed Raghunath Das, "This stone is the transcendental form of Lord Krishna. Worship this stone with great eagerness. Worship this stone in the mode of goodness, like a perfect Brahmana. For by such worship, you will surely attain ecstatic love of Krishna without delay. In order to worship this stone, one simply needs a jug of water and a few flowers from a tulsi tree. This is worship in complete goodness when performed in complete purity. So with faith and love, you should offer 8 soft tulsi flowers, each with 2 tulsi leaves, one on each side of each flower. And after thus advising Raghunath Das how to worship, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally offered Raghunath Das the Govardhan Shila with his transcendental hand. As advised by Lord Chaitanya, Raghunath Das worshipped the Shila in great transcendental jubilation. Swarup Damodar gave Raghunath Das two cloths, each about 6 inches long, a wooden platform, and a jug in which to keep the water. Thus, Raghunath Das began worshipping the stone from Govardhan, and as Raghunath worshipped, Raghunath saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, directly in the stone. Thinking of how he had received the Govardhan Shila directly from the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das was always overflooded with ecstatic love. The amount of transcendental bliss that Raghunath Das enjoyed simply by offering water and tulsi is impossible to achieve, even if one worships the deity with 16 kinds of paraphernalia. After Raghunath Das had thus worshipped the Govardhan Shila for some time, Swarup Damodar one day spoke to Raghunath Das as follows. Now, you should begin to offer the Govardhan stone 8 cowdies worth of first-class sweetmeats known as Kaja and Sandesh. And if you offer them with faith and love, they will be just like nectar. So Raghunath Das then began offering the costly sweetmeats known as Kaja, which Govinda, following the order of Swarup Damodar, would supply. When Raghunath Das received from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the stone and the garland of conchels, Raghunath Das could understand Lord Chaitanya's intentions. Thus, he thought as follows. By offering me the Govardhan Shila, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has actually offered me a place near Govardhan Hill. And by offering me the garland of conchels, Lord Chaitanya has offered me shelter at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. The following are purports to this section by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhashya that in the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Govardhan Shila, the stone from Govardhan Hill, was directly the form of Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda. Sri Krishna Chaitanya used that stone for 3 years, and then, in the heart of Raghunath Das, Lord Chaitanya awakened devotional service to the stone. Sri Krishna Chaitanya then gave the stone to Raghunath Das, accepting him as one of Sri Krishna Chaitanya's most confidential servants. However, there are some envious people who conclude that because Raghunath Das had not taken birth in the family of a Brahmana, Lord Chaitanya did not give Raghunath Das the right to worship the deity directly, but instead gave Raghunath Das a stone from Govardhan Hill. This kind of thinking is Naraki or hellish, as stated in the Padma Purana. Arche Vishnau Shiladhir Gurushu Naramatir Vaishnave Jati Buddhi Yasya Va Naraki Saha. One who considers the Archamurti, the worshipable deity of Lord Vishnu, to simply be a stone, who considers the spiritual master to be an ordinary human being, or who considers the Vaishnava to simply belong to a particular creed, is certainly possessed of hellish intelligence. So, if one thinks that the worshipable Shalagram Shila is a mere stone, if one thinks that the spiritual master is an ordinary human being, or if one thinks that the pure Vaishnava preaching the bhakti cult all over the world is a member of a particular caste or material division of society, such a person is considered Naraki, a candidate for hellish life. When Lord Chaitanya instructed that the Govardhan Shila, the stone taken from Govardhan Hill, is non-different from the body of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then Lord Chaitanya indirectly advised such foolish persons that one should not be envious of the Vaishnava who belongs to a different caste or sect. No, one should accept any Vaishnava as being transcendental. In this way, one can be saved. Otherwise, one is surely awaiting a hellish life. Recorded February 2nd and 3rd, 2022, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipanao Sat Dharma Sangsthapakao Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipanao Sat Dharma Sangsthapakao Lokanam Hitakarinam Tribhuvane Manyam Sharanyakaro Lokanam Hitakarinam Tribhuvane Manyam Sharanyakaro Radha Krishna Padaravinda Vajana Nandena Mattalika Radha Krishna Padaravinda Vajana Nandena Mattalika Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyaga Sri Jiva Gopalaka Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyaga Sri Jiva Gopalaka Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswami disciples of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are all very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. Thus, they are honored all over the three worlds and are worth taking shelter of because they are absorbed in the mood of the gopis and are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. In terms of pure devotional service, there are six symptoms. Number one, Pure devotional service brings immediate relief from all kinds of material distress. Pure devotional service is the beginning of all auspiciousness. Pure devotional service automatically puts one in transcendental pleasure. Pure devotional service is rarely achieved, and those in pure devotional service deride even the conception of liberation. Pure devotional service is the only means to attract Krishna. Lord Chaitanya instructed Sanatan Goswami, Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavat Shravana Mathura Vasa Sri Murtira Shraddaya Sevana Sakala Sadhana Shrestha A Pancha Anga Krishna Prema Janmaya A Panchera Alpha Sangha. One should associate with devotees, chant of the holy name of the Lord, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, reside at Mathura, and worship the deity with faith and veneration. These five limbs of devotional service are the best of all the 64 items, for even a slight performance of these five awakens love for Krishna. Lord Chaitanya also instructed Sanatan Goswami, Kshantir Avyartha Kalatvam, Viraktir Mana Shunyata, Ashabhandha Sumut Kantha, Namagane Sada Ruchi, Asaktistad Gunakyane, Pritistad Vasati Stale, Iti Adayo Anubhava Sur, Jata Bhavan Kure Jane. When the seed of ecstatic emotion for Krishna fructifies, the following nine symptoms manifest in one's behavior. Kshanti, forgiveness. Avyartha, Kalatvam, concern that time should not be wasted. Virakti, detachment. Mana Shunyata, absence of false prestige. Ashabhandha, hope against hope. Samutkanta, eagerness. Namagane Sada Ruchi, a taste for chanting the holy name of the Lord. Asaktistad Gunakyane, attachment to descriptions of the transcendental qualities of the Lord. And finally, Pritistad Vasati Stale, affection for those places where the Lord resides, namely a temple or a holy place like Vrindavana. These nine symptoms together are called Anubhava, subordinate signs of ecstatic emotion, and they are visible in a person in whose heart the seed of love of God has begun to fructify.